Frontier. Yes, we will try to be efficient in answering the questions. I will start with issue number 12, regarding the introduction of torture as a specific crime in the Penal Code. As mentioned, we have stated that this is something that we would examine, and I can say now that this has been examined. And the authorities, the timelines have been a little bit delayed, but there is still the intention to add a new provision to the General Penal Code, introducing torture as a specific punishable offence, taking into account the definition of torture in the covenant. Also, what will be included is the decision of punishment that is fitting to the crime in question and the gravity of the crime. Regarding the role of the Parliamentary Ombudsman when it comes to his national prevention mechanism, I would like to say a few things. First, Iceland ratified the optional protocol in 2019, and the Parliamentary Ombudsman has been serving this role ever since. The actions involve unannounced visits to places where people are deprived of liberty, with reports published after each visit containing recommendations to improve conditions and prevent inhumane treatment. The Icelandic authorities, of course, take the OPCAT recommendations very seriously, and several actions have already been taken in response to the recommendations. This includes the adoption and implementation, to mention examples, of rules on the use of force by prison staff, expanding women's prison facilities, improving prison conditions in general, and ensuring better health services. As I have already mentioned also, currently there is a thorough review of the entire enforcement system underway, and one of the goals of that review is to address all the recommendations made by the Parliamentary Ombudsman in this area. Also, of course, observations from other treaty bodies such as this one. Regarding the issue of the fact that the Parliamentary Ombudsman does not examine judicial decisions, I would like to state that according to the domestic system, by its very nature, the Parliamentary Ombudsman only monitors and investigates activities of the executive. There has not been any discussion on authorizing the Ombudsman to review judicial decisions, and it should be mentioned that in our view, such amendments would come very close to interfering with the independence of the judiciary. So we do not accept outside revision of judicial decisions. But the Ombudsman is a fully independent body, and although he is elected by the Parliament has no authority on which cases it investigates or what conclusions it finds. So we are quite happy with the independence of the Ombudsman. The Ombudsman Surveillance Programme recently received additional funding, and according to the Ombudsman, they now have necessary resources to carry out surveillance activities. Also, just to elaborate on that, the Ombudsman has been very, very effective in its role, and they have visited all the prisons in Iceland since starting this function, as well as four police stations. They have also visited places not within the criminal justice system, health service, etc. Yes, I think that's that. So yes, and now I will ask my colleague Halla to say a few words about the use of force by the police, pepper sprays and electronic